AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump was kicked off X, formerly known as Twitter, for 2 years after the Capitol riot. Tonight, Trump is scheduled to return to the platform for an interview with the owner of X, Elon Musk. A top Ukrainian official says an incursion into Russia now covers almost 400 square miles. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine's incursion into Kursk is an attempt to stop Moscow's eastern offensive. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the surprise Ukrainian attack after almost a week of fierce fighting. The U.S. is beefing up its posture in the Middle East. National Security spokesman John Kirby warns an Iran-backed attack on Israel could come this week.
It is difficult to ascertain at this particular time if there is an attack by Iran and or its proxies, what that could look like. But we have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is ordering a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. A magnitude 4.4 earthquake was strongly felt today from the Los Angeles area all the way to San Diego and the Mexican border, but no major damage or injuries were immediately reported. The first day back to school in South Florida's Broward County got off to a chaotic start as the disorganized rollout of new metal detectors kept students waiting in lines long after the first bell rang. A new study suggests Mars may be drenched beneath its surface with enough water hiding in the cracks of underground rocks to form a global ocean. The Boston Red Sox suspended outfielder Jarren Duran for 2 games without pay after he shouted a homophobic slur to a fan behind home plate who heckled him at Boston's Fenway Park yesterday. Stocks finished the day mixed. This is AP News. Work crews are tearing down a vacant church building in southern Texas.
Despite a court fight from some of the families that lost loved ones in a mass shooting there. It was November 5th, 2017. A gunman opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Then, Associate Pastor Mark Collins spoke at a vigil that week.
Satan got one play, and then he fumbled the football.
26 people, including an unborn baby, died that day in the small church south of San Antonio. This worshiper, Terry Smith, last month.
This is where all of us go when we're missing our loved ones.
Was among those objecting to the demolition, which was first announced in 2021. A group of family members went to court and was granted an injunction, but another court paved the way for the structure to come down. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.